Hello and welcome back to Marketing Maestros. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Maria.
This is Raman.
And Dimitri Bustekos. And we also have a special guest.
Hi, it's Clarissa.
Welcome, Clarissa.
Thank you.
So we have a new guest today. And this week, we're going to talk about Mark Neves.
We had a media panel, right?
Yes.
We had a media panel, and we are going to discuss about what we discussed in the session, and our guests were Mark Neves and Lauren Sitt. So let's get started. Let's talk a little bit about what they said. And
okay, cool. So Mark Neves, he's the director and central at NAPS Canada. NAPS Canada is a nonprofit organization who helps people in the marketing and communication field to help them with internships, like internship skills, networking events. They also are able to help your family. I didn't have idea, guys, about this. This is really helpful. They can also help you with your resume and everything related into the field. Something important about this is they offer 24/7, 360 phone line where you can call them and ask for help. It's an online health and wellness platform for personal and emotional career and financial support. And I don't know you, but I didn't have idea about that. I feel like this is really helpful because sometimes I feel like I don't even know if my resume is okay or not.
Yeah.
They have open sessions every month where you can ask them all the questions about the field, what's going on, your resume.
Can you just call them up, Maria?
Yeah, you can call them.
You can also book an appointment.
Yeah.
But the
helpline is you can call them 24/7.
Yeah.
And they will be there to help you.
Yeah.
The open sessions are in Young and St. Clair. They're help again, as I mentioned before, they're helping you with interview skills, also how to network. This is really helpful for us.
Yeah. And this is the part that they do for their support to support the students, basically.
Yeah, through the whole career.
But they also, the NAB's mission is to support the health and the well-being and the development of all individuals in the media, marketing, production, and communications industry.
I wish we learned about NAB's earlier on in the
semester. Yeah.
You can still do. So like I just said, that they support all the individuals in the media and the marketing industry. They support you throughout your career. So even if you're starting up or you are in a job or you are looking for a new job, anything, any season in your career or in your life, they are there for you.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So take a note. The open sessions are at 55 St. Clair Avenue West, Suite 130, in case you're interested in going there and get some support.
I actually had a chance. I just now when I was during the session, I got to know. I was reminded that I was at the CMA event through our college. If you guys remember, I was there with a few
What's
of our.
CMA? Just explain that a little bit. Yeah.
The Marketing Association.
Yeah. I should probably know that.
So we were there from GBC's and then along with a few other students, and we had NABS. One of our speakers was the representative from NABS. So I got to know about them there, and I kind of just skipped my mind to talk with you guys about that. But then, yeah, now we know.
Really helpful.
Really,
yeah,
it's really free,
helpful.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, do you have more information about that, or do you want to keep with Lawrence? I can talk a little bit about Lawrence if you want.
Yeah, I am. So do we know what NAB stands for?
Oh, Clarissa knows.
National Advertising Benevolent Society.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right on.
Cool. So this model was emulated from this name or this society was emulated from a model in the UK.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yes.
So more than 100 years ago, right?
More than in UK, more than 100 years
UK.
Ago. Yes. And Mark Neves, he's the director for Central at NAB. So he's basically handling all the offices, surrounding Ontario, within the Ontario
GTA,
region.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is NAB's hiring? Did you ask that question?
No, Dimitri, he didn't get a chance to.
It's also a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, but they can help us. With
I want to go and ask for like advice on my resume and like cover letter and be like, are you guys hiring?
Hey, it's really helpful, seriously. Like, I never thought that we had this kind of help on our field because it's focused on us. And
it's very like
from what I've heard in this session and even before during the CMA, like I said, they are a really good organization because they are specifically targeting the marketing industry professionals because they know the kind of
struggle
and the kind of competition we have in this industry. And we never know that what a person might be going through to keep their job safe, or if they're having any anxiety, or if they're going through a rough patch in their life. But then if you since we know NABS is there, we can always call them up, book an appointment. There is a helpline. So this is what basically NABS does. They help support the marketing professionals in everything, from their health to their jobs to if they're looking for a change in like anything. Mm-hmm. And basically
so I think we'll go to our next speaker was Lawrence.
Yeah.
His big experience with social media. He was the director of social at CSS Creative. It's a Toronto-based marketing firm focused on providing strong and innovative creative for the food service and catering industry.
Oh la la.
Catering industry. I do have experience with that. I'm a server while I'm in school. Okay, so he manages their social media accounts, mm-hmm. their data and expectations for their clients. They manage online reputation with community management, organic reach.
He was talking about how, so basically he's in charge of everything about social media, how to create content, data, like social listening, engagement, everything related. He was talking about how organic reach will continue to decline because all the algorithm on like social media platforms are changing.
Yeah,
mainly
it's
on
crazy.
Facebook.
Yeah,
there's ads on everything now, and like even when you're on like, I don't know about you guys, but if you go on like Instagram, it's like it's hard to find your actual like friends' content these days because there's so many ads.
So basically, he said like. For a brand right now to start to grow and be able to reach their target, they need to focus on paid media. They need to pay it because they won't be able
TikTok.
They won't be able to reach their target with just organic content or organic.
I know. I just mentioned TikTok because it's like the up and coming app that all the teens are
downloading. And Dimitri, he actually
but it's becoming
did,
mainstream. There's like over like millions of downloads.
Lawrence did talk about TikTok.
Exactly.
TikTok is huge.
He said that how TikTok is now catching up. So
I have TikTok and I actually made my first TikTok video last night.
What's your username? What's your username?
I don't even know. It's like Dimitri and some numbers.
Dimitri Bistekas.
Yeah. Right, so Lawrence.
Please don't look me up.
Right, so Lawrence, he's a Hootsuite expert besides being the social media expert that he is. And he handles... he handles reporting, he does the analysis for all these accounts and the clients that they handle at CSS. And he's also works on content calendar. He said that he delegates the tasks to his team of the social media team, and then they work on the content calendars. What
did
is
he
going
mention
up.
Where he uses the content calendar? Does he do that on Hootsuite, you said?
For those who doesn't, like, if you don't have idea what Hootsuite is, a platform who helps you to schedule your content on social media way ahead of time, and also it gives you data analytics and everything
social
you
listening.
Need
yeah, basically related to social media. Yeah, social listening. Yeah.
Okay. He was talking about creating ads on Facebook too. Like how to create, I mean, Facebook and Instagram because are connected, right? How to create ads
Facebook,
on this.
Yeah, because he said that Facebook ad manager is the next, is the big thing right
yeah,
now.
It's yeah, very essential for new businesses.
It's related to paid media, paid marketing.
Yeah, as a good practice, he mentioned that you should have Facebook pixels on your ads. So you will,
that's similar to like a spider, right?
Yeah, so you will be able to track and get data and see what's going on with your ad, see who you reach or who is the people who is linking, like clicking on that ad. So Facebook pixels are really helpful. And yeah, it is like a spider. So you can track your, it's like a tracking number, something like that.
Have you had any experience with that on your website, Maria?
No. My website.
Because I know you have Squarespace and I've been trying to make a Squarespace website. And there's an option that you can like track visitors on where they came from and how they got there.
I can see how many visitors I have from a Squarespace app, but I don't have that many experience yet. I'm working on it.
We all have to work on it for our content class. We all have to make websites basically or like blogs.
Have you started your stuff?
I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an assignment due Sunday.
Oh
what
la la.
What did you use to create?
Thank you, Blair, for the assignment.
Yeah. Thanks, Blair.
Simons are killing us, guys.
But yeah, he was mentioning how Facebook ad managers are very essential for new business because it really helps narrow down targeting specific demographics. Mm-hmm. So your reach and awareness is really important.
Yeah.
When you're just starting out.
So yeah, that's how. Yeah, that's a big best practice. He said that. Like.
And also there was a question one of our classmates had for him that how, what's the use of Facebook ads for restaurants because they're not there selling anything, but then he said that it's also good for the reach. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to reach an audience, if you're trying to generate awareness, you need Facebook ad manager, and reach ads are going to do that for you.
And even just another point, like it's so important to know what your goals are first before creating that ad, like so you know like what you want to accomplish and like what you're
definitely.
Even tracking, like
and
what you're
are
looking
you going
for,
to,
and like
to create
the most important thing. Yeah,
completely.
It's, especially for a restaurant because the target audience is so much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It's the restaurant industry is like very complicated still.
Yeah,
it's hard to navigate.
Yeah, Salima was saying that she will focus more on reviews than.
Instagram
account
posts,
and that makes sense completely. That's the reason Lawrence has a big community management team, so they can work on that too.
Yeah,
they can make sure the feedback is good.
Yeah, especially for like things like food, like you really have to take into consideration like how to get your audience back into your restaurant after coming. Like just an Instagram post visual is not enough.
And reviews are a big thing for
reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm trying to find a new, like a new place to go, I'll check out their Instagram, but the reviews are the most important.
I also go to Open Table.
Yeah, Open Table always.
It's really helpful. It's an app so you can see all these. You can like seriously, you can sort this. It depends on the kind of restaurants, the price. It's kind of similar. Is
yeah, similar to Yelp, but you can literally book like a reservation. Right on the,
yeah, especially like millennials care way more about like reviews and like.
Completely.
Yeah.
Right. So the next, Clarissa, do you want to talk about that?
So I found one really interesting topic that Lawrence covered was about his hiring process. So he was mentioning how he recently hired a social media content coordinator. So there's two things this person does, which is managing a content calendar, making ads and artwork. So like, I think it was really important for us students to know about this, especially if you're going into more of the creative side of the industry. So there's one really big characteristic that he looks for in a person is their ability to stay calm and head above shoulders because you're in an industry where everything is very fast paced. So he wants someone that handles stress. Really well, especially for deadlines. And portfolio wise, like a lot of companies ask for portfolios.
Yeah, he didn't focus on that much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think his way in seeing a good fit for someone was really smart because instead of like you presenting like all your artwork, he actually tests you to how you would react to what he presents to you. So let's say he shows you a piece of artwork, he'll ask you like, oh, what would you caption this, or like anything to make it different to suit like this kind of client. So I feel like adaptability to like everyday tasks during your interview, like testing that, is more efficient than just you showing like what you're able to do, like in a very broad spectrum.
It's your demeanor. If you have a calm demeanor and like you kind of like, you can come across as efficient and calm and like collected in an interview, I feel like that says so much.
Yeah,
like thinking on the spot, like showing a picture and asking for a caption, like you really have to be ready to like think on your toes.
Throw me off a little bit. It's just like, if they ask you that, like in an interview, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, I remember, Maria, didn't you say you went to an interview and they just gave you some Excel test?
Yeah, they gave me. There's 9 pages.
But like, sheets. We're learning now, so we got
9 sheets of Excel exercises. Yeah. Basically, how do you call it? Pivot tables. 9 different pivot tables. For a social media intern.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you're going for a social media like thing, for them to ask you for a caption, I feel like that's less intimidating than being like, here's some numbers.
Yeah, makes sense.
Figure it out.
I think they were like, looking for someone. Yeah, they were looking for someone more in like data or analytics or something like that.
Yeah, that depends on the.
Yeah, but I did it. I survived, guys. But it was like very shocked.
It's intense. Catches you off guard because you could either be going in to do a math test or they could ask you to do something creative. And if that's not the niche you want to be in, then it's kind of like, okay, now what? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Speaking of that was the another point that he made, that the enthusiasm to learn or the knowledge and trends is also one of the things that he looks for in a candidate.
Yeah, especially when you don't have a lot of experience with the field, especially when you're a student now.
Like us.
Yeah, so that like is a really big point that he looks for in people like who are just like looking for entry level jobs or internships.
So let's learn together.
All right, I think that just about wraps things up because we're running out of time here. Is there anything else we wanted to mention before we?
I have just one point here. He said that in terms of the technical qualities, he looks for Hootsuite, Adobe Creative Suite, video apps that you can use to edit videos or do the creative stuff, basically. So we should be aware about all the things that are trending right now, all the tools and the apps.
Yeah,
and
like the softwares.
Yes.
Sure. Completely.
So like After Effects, Photoshop, Creative Cloud, Illustrator, and Premiere are probably the top ones.
Yeah.
And then Hootsuite as well, just because like it's for like social media management. So,
and obviously Facebook ad
management. So you can you can go to Facebook Blueprint and get all that information and learn from them. Yeah. Yes. So just like putting,
I feel
like,
so happy that we have all this knowledge at least right now.
Oh la la.
Yes, I think let's wind up.
Wait, what were you saying, Clarissa? You said something important.
So I think like his main takeaway was that the fact that you're able to use analytic tools to look at data plus your creative abilities and technical abilities really go hand in hand together. Mm. So I think for him in like this kind of like more creative side marketing sector, it's very important and a very essential skill to have.
Yeah, that's a great takeaway. That's so important.
It's so important, exactly.
Because it's not just about like looking at data. It's more like how you look about the data and like what you can do with it.
Yeah.
Execution is really important.
Exactly. Good point.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, our guests today. No problem. Thank you for coming, Clarissa.
Thank you for having me.
We had a good time.
Yeah. So thank you again. We are the Marketing Maestros. We hope that you can hear us next week. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.